Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness. Brought to you by Forever Family Foundation. On the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name. The echo is haunting. The echo is always the same. I call your name. The echo is haunting.
Signs of Life Radio.
Brought to you by Forever Family Foundation with our host, Bob Ginsberg. I'm Fran Ginsberg, and our show tonight is sponsored by the Comlock Center, and they can be found at the web on the web at comlock.com. That's K-A-M-L-A-K.com. Our guest tonight is Laura Lynn Jackson, and if you have a question, comment, or would like to talk to our guest, the toll-free number here is 888-627-6008. So, Bob, how about we just dive right into this interview?
I think that sounds good to me. And before we get started, of course, Laura Lynn Jackson is a wonderful medium. This is going to be an interview about her new book, Signs, the Secret Language of the Universe. So don't ask Laura to do any readings because it won't happen tonight because that's not the purpose of the show. We have other shows for that purpose. Laura Lynn Jackson is a gifted medium who's been certified with Forever Family Foundation 2005 and sits on its medium advisory board. She has a private practice in New York and is also a research medium with the Winbridge Institute. Both Laura's mother and grandmother had intuitive abilities and actually encouraged Laura to develop her own gifts. She's been practicing mediumship professionally for more than 20 years, and she continues to seek ways to heal the bereaved through spirit connections. In addition to seeing, hearing, and feeling spirit, she is also proficient in reading people's energy fields, and her evidential and compassionate style has earned her a wonderful reputation over the years. And you've probably seen her featured on mainstream TV shows and various publications. Her first book was The Light Between Us, which was a New York Times bestseller. And her newest book we're going to be talking about tonight is Signs, the Secret Language of the Universe. Laura's website is lauralynnjackson.com. Welcome back to Signs of Life, Laura. It's our pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you so much. I'm so honored to be in conversation with you.
And as are we, and the book is wonderful. As I mentioned, the title, obviously, it's about signs. And, you know, you start off right off the bat mentioning that you don't need a medium to connect with the other side. And I'm so glad you said that because that's sort of a foreign concept to so many people. You know, a lot of people tell us that they'd actually prefer to have communication through a medium as opposed to a direct communication. And when you ask why, they say because in a direct communication, they might not trust the information. You know, in other words, they can't be sure that they weren't imagining it. So how would you address such concerns?
You know, I think that's such an important point. One of the things that I address, you know, in the book, and one of the truths for everyone, is that when we do have direct communication ourselves, we get into a little wrestling match between what, you know, is referred to as the monkey mind, that frontal lobe part of your brain where most of us, you know, spend all our waking hours. That frontal, you know, part of the brain is in charge of, you know, critical thinking, analytical thinking, math, you know, language skills, you know, day-to-day stuff that we need to function in the world. But that part of our brain is definitely not tapped into the spiritual part of ourselves and our brain. When I've been tested by scientists too, that's what they found. When I'm in quote-unquote normal mode, that frontal lobe of my brain, the brainwave activity there is off the charts, and it's just functioning completely. But when I connect either psychically or mediumistically, that part of my brain silences and different parts, light up and connect. But I think what happens for most of us, because we're so used to that part of our brain being in control of everything, is when we do have a moment of direct connection, when we have this really remarkable, you know, sign or message conveyed to us by those who we love on the other side, we really have a hard time accepting it. That monkey mind part, you know, the meditation teachers, they call that the monkey mind because it's chattering and it's always going and it's always questioning. That gets into a wrestling match with the spiritual part of your you know, yourself, and it tries to deny the experience. It tries to reject it, or it tries to dismiss it, or it tries to just shelve it and not think about it. And I think that's a huge disservice that we're doing, you know, to ourselves. And I think there is a way to remedy it. You know, there is a way to continue just to test it. If you get a sign or a message and, you know, you're struggling to accept it, just ask those on the other side to send another one that's even more unique and more specific. And, you know, the more you can create a language with those that you love on the other side, the more specific signs you're going to get, and the harder it will be for that monkey mind of yours to reject it.
Yeah, and I think that's sound advice. You know, one way to determine if it's a sign is to ask for another one. It's so simple that very few people actually do it. So I think that's good advice. You know, when we talk about recognizing signs, I mean, there are many people that have an abundance of signs and communications, and they occur all the time, but because they don't believe in so-called such things, you know, these signs are never recognized. So maybe the first step is to build some sort of a foundation of belief. You think that's true? I mean,
that's absolutely the first step. And, you know, I've always said, like, the very first thing you need to do is you need to open your mind and your heart to receiving the signs and opening to communication. You know, I think it's really healthy and wonderful to go through life being skeptical, but you also have to be open. So you can't be skeptical and closed-minded, because then you're in a place where you're just dismissing everything and you're not open to the experience or the truth you might find on your journey. But to be skeptical but open is such a beautiful way to go through life, because then, you know, you're testing things, you're questioning things, but you're also open to finding out answers that you might not have anticipated, or finding out truths that layer your life with beauty. Because the truth is, you know, we are not our physical bodies. And when we leave our physical bodies, we are still very much, you know, aware, you know, conscious, so to speak. It's, you know, our life continues. We're just not limited by physical bodies anymore. And so when we are, you know, without our bodies, when we are in spirit form, we can still communicate. We don't have voice boxes, maybe, to say people's names. We don't have arms to physically hug those people here on earth that we love, but we can find ways to send figurative, you know, hugs and kisses and hellos and all sorts of things. So for those people here on, you know, on earth, which we are, to open your mind and your heart to that and just trust what you get when you get it, I think is the hardest step, quite honestly, is that trusting part and that honoring part.
Yeah, and you get into it a bit in the book, but one way to evaluate, you know, a communication or a sign is just simply how it makes you feel, right? I mean, if you get this inner knowing or a feeling of awe, you just know that it was put before you for a reason.
Yeah, you know, it's quite magical when it happens. And there is a knowing. So, you know, I always talk about the ways that the other side will communicate with us is they use the four clairs, our kind of psychic toolbox. You know, we all have the ability to be clairvoyant, which is clear seeing, and that's, you know, when you you see in your, quote-unquote, your mind's eye, or it's the place you see when you dream at night and your eyes are closed. You know, there's a reason so many people get dream visitations by loved ones while they're in the sleep state. Number one, your frontal lobe goes offline, but number two, we're also opening our clairvoyant kind of vision there. And then there's clairaudience, which means clear hearing, where you hear a thought that's not yours, and certainly the other side can send us signs through that means as well. There's claircognizance, which is, I think, what you're talking about too, which is just an absolute knowing, and no logical way you could know something but knowing something. So having the experience when you're receiving a sign or a message of just somehow knowing that you are communicating or having that you know, understanding. And then there's clairsentience, which is clairfeeling. And a lot of people will talk about this, too, is feeling the energy of their loved ones around or getting, like, a sense imprint, you know, what the person smelled like if they wore rose perfume, getting that scent very strongly and suddenly, and then it immediately disappears. Or if the person was known for smoking cigarettes, getting that scent and then feeling that person's presence and having that disappear. So there are so many different ways that the other side can kind of use our toolbox to communicate and get through to us.
Yeah, is something that you get into in depth in the book, Signs, the Secret Language of the Universe. We're up against a break. When we come back, would you mind taking a call or two?
No, that'd be wonderful.
Okay, so we're going to go to a quick break. When we come back, Laura will take a few of your questions and we'll continue on. So stay with us. More to come.
The Camlack Center is putting birth and death back together again. Aimed at changing the way we look at death, the Camlack Center was founded in 2002 as a publishing company and teaching center. When we know that there is nothing but life, we realize that birth and death are events in time and space. Our grief can open us to other dimensions of reality and allow us to experience our loved ones who are no longer in the physical body. Our events and products are based on personal experiences of survival of consciousness after physical death and decades of research into how death has influenced the development of our consciousness. Visit www.camlack.com, that's K-A-M-L-A-K.com, for articles, videos, books, and more to help you cope with the loss of a loved one.
We all grieve in different ways, and let's face it, grief hurts. Losing a loved one is usually the hardest event we will ever face. We can throw our hands up and become hardened by our grief, or we can take positive steps to transform it. Love Knows No Death, a groundbreaking and powerful grief transformation method, can be what you've been looking for to provide some peace and understanding. It was created and written by medical doctor and professor Dr. Piero Calvi Perazzetti, and it's a combination of a self-help workbook and video course. The workbook has the power to lessen grief and foster significant healing, and has already helped countless people to not only lead productive lives, but to do so with the knowledge that they will indeed see their loved ones again. The workbook can be purchased for $19.95 on Amazon or on the ForeverFamilyFoundation.org grief and loss page, where a digital version is also available for $9.95. Love knows no death. Truer words have never been spoken.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
Imagine seeing spirits are spontaneously speaking indigenous Brazilian rainforest languages. Janet Mayer, a psychic medium, does just that. In her new book, Spirits, They Are Present, she opens the door to her private life in order to share her compelling, fearful, and at times humorous journey, providing evidence that when we die, we simply make a transition to another life. Spirits, They Are Present, available now at www.janetmayer.net, Amazon, and other online booksellers. Order your copy today.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. We wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken even by death. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation.
Our sponsor tonight is the Comlock Center, and they can be found on the web at comlock.com. Bob?
And we're back with Laurel and Jackson, and the book we're talking about is Signs, the Secret Language of the Universe, which is a compilation both of some practical advice for us all and a great number of very specific and personal stories by people whose lives she has affected. Laura, let's go to a caller if you'd like. We have, who's our first caller?
We have Chester on line 4.
Okay. Hello, Chester.
Good evening.
Hi. How
Hi,
are
Chester.
You?
How
are you
doing? How are you?
Okay, Laura, I'm doing great. I'm so excited. Your book just arrived today in the mail. I'm psyched to read it. I read your other book.
Yay. It was
great. Yeah, that's how I found it, the Forever Family Foundation. My question is, my son passed away in July. It'll be 4 years. When he first passed, like immediately, I got crazy. My wife and I, the family, got insane, crazy signs, mm-hmm. vivid. I mean, things you couldn't explain, and it was crazy. But as time went on, and it went on for a while, but after like 2 years, it slowed down a lot. And now it really slowed down. And we still talk to him all the time. I still know he's there. But is there any reason why signs would slow down like that?
Yeah, you know, I'm so glad you asked this question. And first of all, I'm so very sorry for the physical loss of your son. I'm so happy to hear that you have been communicating with him through signs. I mean, that's so beautiful and so important because, you know, death is not, as you know, a dead end. It's a doorway and relationships continue. And he's certainly letting you know he is present for every moment of celebration and anything that goes on in the family. But I can't tell you how common this experience is. It is not unique to you. That happens for almost everyone. And just speaking personally as well, my father crossed just about 3 years ago. I had the same exact experience. And so I did ask, you know, the other side, why is that? I was interested in knowing. And the response that I got, I'm going to share with you. And they're always explaining things to me kind of in like stories and metaphors that will really help me understand the energy behind the why, so to speak. And here's what they shared with me. They being, you know, the other side, my guides and, you know, God energy and the answers that, and I always go to my team of light on the other side for the answers. So they said to me, do you remember taking, this is what they said to me, they asked if I remembered taking, you know, my daughter to kindergarten and what that experience is like for parents to take a child to kindergarten. And I said, okay, yes. And, you know, you watch the child go into the classroom. And you're watching through the door, and then you have to allow that door to shut, and you have to take a step back, and you eventually have to go, you know, home that day and trust that your child is there having the experience that he or she needs to learn and grow and reach his or her highest path in the world. And that's how they explained why signs taper off a little bit. It is not that our loved ones aren't fully present and watching. They are there for every single moment. It's that they are trying to give us a little bit more space to make our way in the world and move forward brightly and beautifully, knowing that they're with us, but not, I don't want to say interfering. It's not about interfering. It's about allowing us to have the growth room we need on our path and journeys so we're not maybe constantly, might sound odd, but that's how they gave it to me. It's like they're watching over with love, but they want to give us space to grow in the same way that parents are forced to let their kids go to kindergarten because you know that's on their highest path. It doesn't mean you love them any less. It doesn't mean that you're not thinking about them or you're not still energetically present for them. It means you just need to give them that space. So what I've found is that seems to be a universal truth for almost every single person who has lost somebody and asked for signs on the other side. At first, it is just constantly, numerous times a day, and then it dwindles down a bit, and it doesn't stop ever, but it definitely takes, you know, more space in between. What I have found works very effectively is when I'm feeling that, or I want to, you know, just have this moment of connection, I will ask for a new sign. I will ask for something very specific, and I do get it. And that just is another reassurance that it's not that our loved ones aren't with us and you know, watching over us and understanding everything we're going through. It's just that they're trying to give us that little room to grow. And so asking for a sign, again, a new one, can be just this wonderful reinforcement of that. It's like, okay, just checking. I knew you were there. I just wanted to, you know, check.
Exactly. And I find, like, sometimes, when you ask for a sign, you get, like, a really good sign, and then you're like, okay, it wears off after a week or a month. Right, give me another one.
You need a little fix, you know. But in the same way, do you ever get tired of giving somebody you love a hug or saying, I love you? You don't. You need that reconnection. You need that moment of joy and love and connection. So there's absolutely nothing wrong with, you know, asking for signs and asking for them whenever you feel you need them or you want them.
Gotcha. And, you know, I forgot, you wrote about that in your prior book, correct?
I did write a little bit about signs.
I completely forgot I read that. When you started, as soon as you said kindergarten, I knew exactly what you were going to say. But, wow, I can feel like I'm in my yard right now and a cardinal just popped in the yard. How cool is that?
Oh, do you see that? No, there we go. Just as we're talking, you're getting signs, you know, loud and clear right there. I love that. And birds are definitely what I call a default sign. It's definitely one of the signs the other side sends. And it's because birds navigate the world, I think, using electromagnetic fields. So it's very easy for our loved ones to kind of put them right in our path.
Wow, cool. Well, thank you very much. It was a pleasure talking to you, and I appreciate
it. It's so lovely talking to you. I'm sending you a lot of love and healing energy, and I know you're going to keep getting your signs.
Well, thank you.
Thanks, Chester. Take care. You know, Laura, it's interesting. You know, with the whole book, it's obviously about signs. We talk about signs, we're really talking about spirit communication, which takes many, many forms. But something that I often think about is that, you know, our loved ones in spirit that are constantly, you know, sending out, you know, signs to get our attention. I wonder, what do you think they ever get frustrated on the other side? Like, here I am, I'm sending you all these creative, inventive things, and you're so dense that you're not picking up on it, you know?
You know, I think that, you know, they do work very, very, very hard to get us these incredible signs and these moments of connection, and then we have a free will choice. You know, sometimes we'll get it and then we'll reject it because it just doesn't fit our logical paradigm, right? So the monkey mind rejects it. Sometimes we'll get it and we will kind of shelve it or like put it away, like just try not to think about it because it's just, you know, we're a little bit overwhelmed. And then other times, and this is the most common of them, we'll acknowledge a sign, you know, we'll know that we got it, but we'll tuck it away in this tiny little corner of our heart, and we won't tell anyone about it. And I think all those things are disservices to ourselves and to our loved ones. I think the greatest thing that we can do when we get a sign is, number one, project your thoughts to your loved one on the other side and say, thank you so much, I got your sign. Because that thought energy, directing that thought, they're going to know loud and clear that not only did we get it, we are owning it, we are receiving it, we are embracing that, we're opening our arms to it. And then I think it's really important as well to write it down somewhere. And I know, you know, we don't always have pen and paper with us, but most of us have cell phones. And so what I've taken to doing is going to the notes section of my iPhone and just putting the date, putting the sign, just as a way, because I think honoring it through writing is really important. And then the highest and best way we can honor it is to share that story with someone. I can't tell you how many times I'm at a book signing or an event or a workshop, and people come up to me and they say the same exact phrase over and over, and it starts like this. I have never told anybody this story, but, and then they'll go on to tell me the most extraordinary moment that they had of direct communication with somebody they love on the other side. That came through in just the most unbelievably spectacular way. And they've held on to that story within their heart and never shared it with not family members, not anybody else. And I think it's because a lot of us are very fearful of embracing it. A, we don't want to seem foolish, right? B, we don't want to be laughed at by anyone. But I promise you, if you share these stories of connection, nobody's going to laugh. You know, they're going to say, oh my gosh, that's so beautiful. I have a story I'd like to share with you, too, that I've never told anybody. And then we can celebrate the people we love together.
Yeah, and the added benefit of sharing your personal experiences and stories is that collectively it has the power to change worldview. I mean, it will gradually become
100%.
More accepting to the mainstream, which will have a butterfly effect, you know.
Absolutely, and there's so much evidence. You know, I'm so excited because people have started doing that on my social media pages. They've started sharing their signs or posting about their signs, and other people are commenting and saying, oh my goodness, this is amazing, I had this too, and then sharing their sign. And you're absolutely right. It does change, you know, ideology. It helps us to embrace this truth that there is kind of this secret language that is not so secret at all going on around us at all times, that communication with the consciousness of those that we love who have crossed, it's a very real thing. And
yeah.
The sign stories are just so extraordinary, like you could not make them up if you tried. And they're so specific and so unbelievable that that's the thing. Like, you can go have a mediumship reading, and I'm not discrediting that. That can be a beautiful experience, but you're using somebody else to get your messages. When you have a direct experience, it becomes an undeniable truth to you, and you have to own that beauty and that meaning in your own life, and you have to know deep down that that relationship between you and that loved one on the other side, it's still very real.
Right.
You know, I had somebody just post a video on my Facebook page today talking about how he just decided to try the sign things and the sign system, you know, and he had a really big decision to make about whether or not he should leave his career and commit to this beautiful kind of you know, thing he was doing. And so he got very specific, and he asked the other side to, if that he was supposed to leave his career, they needed to put a moving truck right outside, you know, his front door, right on his street. And he said, moving trucks, they're never around here. That's not something typical. And within, I think, 30 minutes, he looked out his window and a moving truck had been parked right across the street. I mean, you couldn't get a sign louder and clearer. But there's an example of somebody testing it, using it, and then having to own that truth. It's amazing. Like, when we ask for things, it's always heard, and we don't have to ask out loud. We just project our thoughts, whether we're asking, you know, God energy, or we're asking our spirit guides, otherwise known as, you know, guardian angels, the angelic realm, or loved ones who have crossed. Whoever we direct our thoughts to, they will hear us, and they will respond.
So evidently, that old trite saying, you know, ask and you shall receive, is there's something
yes,
to it.
There definitely is.
Fran, you want to go to another caller?
Yes, we have Pauline from New York.
Hello.
Hello, you're on.
Hi, Pauline.
Yes, hi. Now I get why it's not a reading, a medium reading, right? It's just to ask questions about the other side, and you actually sound like it's about signs. I'm sorry, I woke up in the middle of your, and I've never heard about you before, so I'm embarrassed.
Oh, welcome.
You know all your history and your books and everything. So I'm going to ask this a question because it came up to me as I'm listening to hear what you're wanting. Okay. My first trauma was my sister passed when she was buried on my birthday. So it took me a long time to even, like, look at that or even accept any of that.
Sorry.
And so I never looked for signs. I never asked. I've always, you know, and even her death was a mystery to me. It was like a big, big mystery. And so I'm wondering now, I guess, even though it's like, now it would be like, I don't know how many, I'm like almost, I'll be 60 and she'll have been 70. So she died when she was 20. So that long time, can I still, you know, try to get a sign from her?
That is such a powerful and important question. You absolutely can ask for a sign from her and you will get it. You know, time doesn't exist on the other side the way it does here. And so that's why, you know, we miss them. They never miss us because they're always present for us. And it's like a millisecond and we're over there with them. You know, so definitely ask her for a sign. And I'm so sorry that your heart has gone this long carrying that grief and not communicating with her and not asking for a sign, because I promise you, she's been trying to send them and get them to you even before you asked. And, you know, I always talk about the ways they try to get our attention is through putting coins in our path, pennies, dimes, nickels. And I think that's because when we cross, we become light energy, so it's easy for us to manipulate small, you know,
Well, I know she was
objects.
A pure spirit, so on that level I didn't worry about her. But, like, my sister, she's got a message recently. She got a picture, you know, some of this artist that drew my sister to her, my other sister, my older sister as well.
Wow, so
I did get a sign through that. By
she tries to come through every way she can.
But I always thought that she reincarnated that don't bother. Don't bother looking.
I've never had an experience where anybody crosses and their loved one, you know, isn't there because they've reincarnated that quickly. I have never heard of that happening. And I think in a lot of ways our soul essence is always really on the other side, and this life experience is more like a virtual reality. So don't worry about that. I've never, you know, heard of that happening.
That's the same way with people who lost, like, I actually aborted a couple of, you know, so that's guilt in there, and I've always never gotten
let go of that guilt.
There.
I will tell you, I've done readings, and I see pregnancies that didn't come through here to Earth as points of light on the other side, and never, not once, have I gotten anything directed at the person I'm reading except love. You know, a lot of times pregnancies happening are meant to be an important lesson on our path, or it's meant to be a moment of feeling love and understanding and growth in another way. Like, please don't carry guilt for that. I've never had a spiritual energy on the other side who crossed, you know, who didn't come through and wasn't born here, whether it was because of miscarriage or abortion. I've never had any negativity directed, only love, and that soul was meant to be part of your, you know, lesson here, your journey, your soul's understanding. That's all.
Well, thank you for calling, Florence.
Yes, thank you.
Have a good evening.
Thank you.
So, Lori, you often talk about us all having a team of light, and you go into it, you know, in your book, and basically unseen helpers, right, from the other side. So,
absolutely.
I always, whenever I think about that, from learning so much about deathbed visions and having, you know, witnessed, you know, many of them, do you think that these same visitors who appear to help us when we're crossing over are members of our own team of light?
Absolutely. You know, and, you know, it's become very clear to me that our team of light is spread out in a beautiful way. You know, we're all connected to the source of all love and light, which is, you know, what I call God energy, which is we're part of, you know, is connected to us and is ever-present for us to kind of connect to and tap into. And then we each have our own kind of teacher-mentor team on the other side. Nobody we knew here this lifetime, but this you know, these spirit guides who are very advanced angelic beings who really help to guide us while we're here. And we might not recognize them while we're here on Earth, because I think our brains are a little bit like dunce caps, right? But the minute we cross, we recognize, like, oh, yes, it's so great to see you again. You know, you've been with me my whole life. We contracted, our souls contracted before I came here for you to guide me and mentor me. Like, we recognize that they've always been with us. And then, of course, anybody we've ever loved is part of our team of light. Anybody we've ever loved who's crossed. And so they greet us, and nobody ever crosses alone. You know, it's this beautiful, welcoming home, you know, in a very real way.
Yeah, I mean, and tremendous spiritual implications of it.
You also
talk about default signs, and included in that category is synchronicities, where, you know, two seemingly unrelated events come together to form significant meaning. Do you think that all synchronicities are orchestrated by those in the spirit realm, or might some be the result of some organized collective consciousness, like Jung suggested?
Yeah, you know, I think it's a combination. I really do. I think, you know, I talk about the team of light we all have on the other side, but what we need to recognize, too, is we have teams of light here on Earth. We're all interconnected to each other in these profound ways that we can't even begin to fathom. We are all part of each other's journeys, and we're all here learning a collective lesson in love. And I think that there are certain people put onto our path at certain times that are meant to happen, and these beautiful synchronicities line up. And it's a moment where you on a very deep level need to pay attention, because it's the universe showing you something. Either it's somebody you're meant to meet, or it's a path you're meant to be like nudged onto a little or pushed onto a little. Nothing is a coincidence. You know, it's quite magical when those things happen. So I do think we're being guided by this loving force that interconnects us all and puts us in each other's pathways and helps us be part of each other's lessons and journeys and so forth. And I do also feel, at the same time as that connection we have here on Earth to one another, we're also connected and loved profoundly by our team of light on the other side. And so it's a combination of both. It's this beautiful flow of energy that goes on at all times around us. You know, the truth of the matter is each one of us is more important than we could ever begin to understand. We affect and influence more people's journeys than we can begin to know. And that's the great thing about when we cross and do our life review, is you get to see how your choices here, how your existence here, how your energy here mattered to the grand kind of scheme of things.
And it's comforting to know that we're not isolated entities shut off from the universe. You know,
we're not at all, you know, right. Not at all.
We are talking with Laura Lynn Jackson. The book, hot off the press, is Signs, the Secret Language of the Universe. We'll be back with Laura Lynn after the break, so stay with us.
The CAMLAC Center is putting birth and death back together again. Aimed at changing the way we look at death, the CAMLAC Center was founded in 2002 as a publishing company and teaching center. When we know that there is nothing but life, we realize that birth and death are events in time and space. Our grief can open us to other dimensions of reality and allow us to experience our loved ones who are no longer in the physical body. Our events and products are based on personal experiences of survival of consciousness after physical death and decades of research into how death has influenced the development of our consciousness. Visit www.camlac.com. That's KAMLAK.com for articles, videos, books, and more to help you cope with the loss of a loved one. Starseed Gems Studios in Cocoa, Florida fuses cremation ashes within art glass, making beautiful stones. The ashes are visible in the darkness and resemble a beautiful night sky. Starseed Gems, developed by the parents of a young man who passed away, are set in hand-sculpted silver and gold settings. Prices start at $150. Visit www.starseedgems.com or call 321-632-7770. That's www.starseedgems.com or 321-632-7770.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
After-death communication is an accepted occurrence in many cultures throughout the world, but for many others, proof of this phenomenon is essential, and research shows that contact helps move people through loss and grief. The Sign Registry allows people to register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to specific loved ones.
contact the Forever Family Foundation at foreverfamilyfoundation.org or go directly to thesignregistry.com.
We all grieve in different ways, and let's face it, grief hurts. Losing a loved one is usually the hardest event we will ever face. We can throw our hands up and become hardened by our grief, or we can take positive steps to transform it. Love Knows No Death, a groundbreaking and powerful grief transformation method, can be what you've been looking for to provide some peace and understanding. It was created and written by medical doctor and professor Dr. Piero Calvi Perazzetti, and it's a combination of a self-help workbook and video course. The workbook has the power to lessen grief and foster significant healing, and has already helped countless people to not only lead productive lives, but to do so with the knowledge that they will indeed see their loved ones again. The workbook could be purchased for $19.95 on Amazon or on the foreverfamilyfoundation.org grief and loss page, where a digital version is also available for $9.95. Love knows no death. Truer words have never been spoken.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation.
If you are just tuning in, we have been talking to Laura Lynn Jackson. Our sponsor tonight is the Comlock Center, and they can be found on the web at comlock.com. We want to remind our listeners to check the events page on our website, foreverfamilyfoundation.org, for all the latest events and happenings. And coming up free this month for our members on July 13th from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern or 11 to noon Pacific, the Visionary Explorers Group meets online. And then we'd also like to thank a big, big, big thank you to our Forever Family Foundation certified mediums, Janet Mayer, Joe Peretta, and Joe Shield for their expertise and time in presenting and fielding questions from our attendees at last night's webinar, How to Select the Right Medium. Registration has already begun for our August webinar, Beyond the Body, presented by none other than our Signs of Life radio host, Bob Ginsberg. So if you enjoy listening to him tonight, you might want to sign up for the webinar in August. Mark your calendars for Wednesday night, August 21st. From 9 to 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time to tune in via your device for a special presentation that will cover telepathy, mediumship, deathbed visions, near-death experiences, remote viewing, reincarnation, electronic voice phenomena, after-death communications, and other experiences that can redefine our role in a connected universe. Bob will field questions from the attendees live during the webinar. Please calculate the time for wherever you are in the world and then sign up. This webinar is free for members only, and for our non-member listeners, please use the code AUGUST2019 for half-price seats. The annual Summer Grief Retreat, Love Knows No Death, is filling up, so be sure to grab one of the remaining seats to this great weekend, where attendees work in small groups with Forever Family Foundation certified mediums, Rebecca Ann Lo Cicero, Siri Bernstein, and Joe Scheel, along with Dr. Mo Hanna, and a caring staff of facilitators assisting in transforming your grief. This special weekend is scheduled for July 26th through 28th in Chester, Connecticut, where you will learn that the mystery of death is not a mystery at all, but a doorway to another chapter of continuing life. It is easy to get to by train, plane, or automobile. Our Holidays Past raffle, where you can win up to 5 medium readings with Forever Family Foundation certified mediums, Janet Nohavik, Joanne Gerber, Ginger Quinlan, Dustin Livers, and Bobby Allison is up and running on the website, so enter early and enter often. One chance is only $5, and surely you would love to help our work continue with a simple $5 raffle ticket and a chance to win. And please help us keep all of our programs going by visiting our website and clicking on the donation button. It's on every single page. Because of the work we do not receive the grants and funding that all other traditional not-for-profits enjoy. You can also help us pay our bills by participating in iGive.com, Amazon.com, Amazon Smile, and great not-for-profits. And follow us on our YouTube channel for great stories and videos at youtube.com/afterlifeeducation Back to you, Bob.
And back with Laurel and Jackson, author of Signs, the Secret Language of the Universe. Laurel, you talk about something that a lot of people don't mention, which is intriguing when you're talking about signs and the possible connection to electromagnetic fields. Can we talk a little bit about that? I mean, how would that affect a sign or a communication?
Yeah, you know, so I'm always trying to figure out how this works. I know it does. I know that this is my truth. I know that, you know, I receive information. I know that I gain an understanding through readings I do about how the other side communicates with us and so forth. And so I'm always very interested in why the other side seems to send, you know, certain default signs over and over to people over and over and again. And as I mentioned, the coins, I really feel like it's very easy for us as light energy to manipulate small metallic objects. But I have noticed repeatedly that the other side will send the same sorts of animals or creatures repeatedly to different people across the globe as kind of default signs. And those signs are usually birds, butterfly, deer, dragonfly, ladybugs. And so I started doing a little research on this. It was actually at one of the Forever Family Foundation grief retreats that I was participating in as a medium, as a volunteer medium, that I had a conversation with one of the attendees about, you know, birds being a sign. And it was actually, she said to me, you know what, it's kind of interesting because birds navigate the world using electromagnetic fields. And it was like a light bulb went off in my brain. And so I went home and I started doing some research on what creatures use electromagnetic fields to navigate the earth. And every single one that I found repeatedly through the readings I did and through sharing, you know, stories with people who I was meeting, every single one that was coming through as a sign, all of those creatures used electromagnetic fields to navigate the world. Deer use them. Butterflies use them. Birds use them. So it was very fascinating to me, and I thought, huh, there seems to be something here. You know, because it became very apparent to me, and I talk about this in my first book, The Light Between Us, that we become light energy when we cross, that it seems very easy for us to manipulate those electromagnetic fields when we are light energy. You know, there's a lot of evidence, too, you know, about us being light-filled beings within these physical bodies. You know, there's a lot of research on biophotons and the fact that we literally glow in the dark. If scientists took you and put you in a completely sealed off black and lab, you would find that you give off these biophotons that you might not be able to see with the naked eye, but are completely detected by scientific instruments. And they find too that healers, when they go into this and project remote healing, will give off extremely bright biophotons. And they've also found, too, in research that they've done, that biophotons between living creatures and organisms seems to be a language of communication. If you want to read a fascinating book on that topic, there's a book by Lynn McTaggart that's just wonderful. Just look her up, too. That's incredible about that. But anyway, so that is my theory, is that, you know, they use these fields to kind of get these animals and creatures into our paths as a hello, so we know we're not alone.
Yeah, and who knows? I mean, biophotons and unknown forms of energy might play a role in all spirit communication. You know, we just don't know. But, you know, you made me think of something when you're talking about, you know, butterflies and birds and so forth, and a common, you know, default sign. Some people, especially those that are really unfamiliar with the process, will, you know, if they saw, let's say they're outside and they saw a butterfly, maybe they're thinking of mom loved monarch butterflies, and then inexplicably a monarch butterfly suddenly lands on their shoulder, you know, which is terrific, you know, and it's a great sign and a great example of a default sign. But some people, then they'll say, well, does that mean my mom reincarnated as a butterfly? You know, and I think it's much more likely, as you were just talking about, that mom in spirit was able to use geomagnetic energy to sort of guide that butterfly to go where it was needed. Agreed?
Yeah. So, you know, I think it's like that person's spirit is present and brings the butterfly or the bird to us. You know, a lot of times people say, oh, my dad who's crossed came to me as a cardinal. Well, he did, but he was leading that cardinal to you, and his energy was present there with it. But the thing is, our loved ones are always present with us. It's just that it's really beautiful that they can send these tangible signs in our kind of materialistic, tangible world for us to see the manifest through that sign. So to me, it's that person's spirit leading it there, and that person's spirit is present there, but it doesn't mean that, you know, that person has become that bird all the time. It's more like that person can kind of guide their energy into that bird in that moment to bring that bird to us.
Right, that makes sense. So as I mentioned, as you touched on, I mean, there are ways in which we can all create our own language, and obviously, there's not time to get into that. I mean, you give very specific information in the book, but maybe you can give us a couple of little tidbits on ways in which we can identify and interpret our own signs.
Absolutely. You know, everybody could do this right now. It only takes, honestly, 1 minute to come up with creating a new language of communication between you and your loved ones on the other side. It's just that most of us haven't done that yet. And so those that we love on the other side are forced to use the default signs to try and get our attention, or they're forced to try and establish a sign themselves. And that can happen too. You can get a sign and you can just know, oh, this is a sign that my loved one is establishing. But we can also ask for very specific things. And I think that's a really powerful thing to do and a really powerful experience when you get it. So if everybody could just do this right now, what you should ask for is you should pick a creature that you would like to get as a sign. But please pick something a little bit challenging, because what's going to happen when you get your sign is your monkey mind's going to wrestle with the spiritual part of yourself. And so if we make it so unique, then that monkey mind's going to lose that wrestling match. So don't just pick, you know, I used to pick monarch butterflies, for example, and then I decided that was too easy, and I changed it to aardvarks, armadillos, and anteaters. And that doesn't mean I still won't accept monarch butterflies, but I've now asked for a creature that's a little bit different, because those are not as common, and I'll pay attention. You know, my mom did this too with my dad who's crossed, and she asked him for not just a regular elephant, but a purple elephant. And she got it in extraordinary ways, and some of those stories are in the book. And so I say, like, pick a creature, but make it a little unique. Don't just ask for a dolphin. Pick a pink dolphin, maybe with, like, purple polka dots on it. You know, change it up a little bit so that when you get it, you'll be forced to kind of own it and accept it. And then you should also pick a phrase that's important. And it can be a phrase from your childhood. It could be a phrase that is important between you and the person that's crossed. Or it could be a phrase that just pops into your mind. So you're creating more ways to communicate. You should also pick a song. It can be a song, again, that's important between the two of you, or a song that your loved one loved, or just a song that you heard now that you just want to establish as a form of communication between you and your loved one. And you should also pick a number sequence, because, you know, the whole universe is based on principles of sacred geometry. And so I think that sometimes the universe speaks to us in numbers, you know, 1111, 444, things like that. But you can pick a entirely different number sequence. There's a chapter in the book called 1379 about the communication that went on between, you know, a mom here and her son on the other side through that exact number sequence came in extraordinary ways. And so I think creating more of a language for the other side to communicate back with us is such a beautiful and powerful and important thing to do.
And if you would like to learn more about that in depth, pick up Signs, the Secret Language of the Universe. There is an Amazon link on our website that you can purchase the book. One of the things I like that Laura talked about is our willingness to surrender, and instead of being we're ingrained to not to surrender at all costs. But from a spiritual perspective, Laura teaches you why surrendering is necessary and something that we should all aspire to. So, Laura, thank you so much for being with us tonight.
Thank you so much.
And we look forward to seeing you again soon.
Thank you so much. It was an honor being on.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
We now ask
our listeners to please join us in our global peace prayer. May the universe create a channel of healing energy from our participating listeners, sending that energy to those who are in need of the recovery of the physical body, spirit, and mind. Let us as one consciousness give our energy of loving thought by praying like this: to love one another, to treat others as we would like to be treated, to forgive others and return love for hate, kindness for anger, to spread this feeling to everyone, to our fellow man, as well as the earth and its environment. And now it's time to say,
our loved ones are only a heartbeat away,
and science is going to prove it.
Good night, everyone.